How did you keep potatoes during the winter?
Have a potato house, or either you could hill them up in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Pile them up and put pine straw around them and put dirt over them,
mm-hmm.
over that pine straw, and they'd keep good all the winter.
What about a green vegetable that's some sort of bristly on the outside and it's long?
Cucumber.
Okra. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, I picked a lot of okra this year.
And, if you left the skin of a dried apple lying around, you said the skin was all, it'd get smaller, you'd say it would do what?
Dried up. Or the skin dried up.
And then it got smaller, you say that it...
You mean the apple peeling?
Uh-huh.
Just shrinked up.
Okay. Would you ever say shriveled?
Shriveled up, yeah. I've heard the word used, yeah. It swiveled up. The
uh-huh.
peeling swiveled up.
And if you wanted to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you'd say you had the...
Shell the beans.
Okay. What do you call the large flat beans that you eat?
The large black bean.
The flat.
Oh, butter bean.
Okay.
Limers.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The butter bean and limers are the same thing.
What about the kinds of beans that you eat the pod and all?
String beans.
Okay.
Pole beans or string beans.
And you say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens.
Okay. What other kind of greens do you use besides the turnips?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a break for supper?
Sure.
Yeah.
Say if someone had about 14 children, you might say he really had a flood of children.
Had a bunch of children or a crowd of children.
Okay. What about
passel?
Would you ever say that?
He really got a passel of children.
Uh-huh. Anything else? How else would you use the word passel? Would you use it about anything besides children?
Well, I've heard the expression, he's got a passel of money.
Mm-hmm.
So-and-so got a passel of money. I believe I've heard it like that.
What about right smart? Right smart of money.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that a lot. Got a right smart of money.
How do you use the word right smart? What else do you use it about?
Well, I don't think of anything else except... Well, we got a right smart of this and a right smart of that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about corn. What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
We call it roasted ears.
Okay. And the outside of the ear of corn is
the shuck.
And the stringy stuff on it.
Silks.
And what about the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
That's the tassel.
Okay. And this is a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Okay. Are there different kinds of squash?
Mm-hmm. There's a yellow crooked-necked squash and there's an acorn squash.
What's an acorn squash?
It doesn't have a neck to it at all. It's just, it's shaped kind of like a... Oh, it's kind of, it's round, but shaped kind of like a biscuit. It's kind of flat too, you know.
What color is it?
Most of them are, it's all white.
Mm-hmm.